My question is regarding when you discuss the signifier and the signified, and being able to grok, like when you say you are the unborn one, mm-hmm. you grok that.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, I was thinking about that during the meditation, the guided meditation, and there was very beautiful affirmations and suggestions to take in. But how does the ego grok something it can't grok? It's just, you hear the first thing, it's just, how do I approach it? That's
okay.
My question.
Kalyan, do you feel like you're the same person you were 10 years ago?
No.
No? You don't have a continuity of consciousness?
Oh, yes, yes.
Right, so you are the same consciousness.
Yes.
Your person has shifted and changed and learned things, right?
Character, yeah.
Yeah, but your consciousness is aware of the who you were before and who you are now as a character in the dream. So you're aware that you're the dreamer who has not changed. Right? You're witnessing the changes, which means you haven't changed. So if you haven't changed in the last 10 years, you also haven't changed since you were a kid, right? And you really haven't changed since birth. And if you go back further, you'll discover you didn't change even before your parents conceived your body in your mother's womb. So you are unborn and you are unchanging, and you realize that you've never changed in your lifetime. There's no reason to assume that you have changed before that or will change in the future. And so then just get in touch with who you are that is unchanging. Not the person that has changed, but this witness that's aware of the change but isn't changed itself. That's who you are, and that's unborn. Okay? And that's unaltered. Stay in that unaltered state without signifiers, because you had to learn language, and that was part of the growth cycle of the ego. But in the silence of the unborn, unaltered presence, that's what you are. There's nothing else you need to do. Okay? You're liberated at this moment. Congratulations.
Hello. It wasn't that I didn't want to be the field. there is only the field.
But the field is also the person.
Right. And
I heard you say you preferred to be the person than the field.
Well, it was more like what I'm confounded by is the fact that it feels so personal and yet it's so clearly a field, but I can't, like, there's such a clamping on to identity and personality and personhood and how this confound, like the it's been very helpful since that night in meditation and being able to slip into.
Let me stop you there. When you say there's been a clamping on, isn't it the person of the ego itself that is clamping on? But there's also a witness to that one who's clamping on, because you wouldn't be aware of it otherwise, right? So you're not the one who's clamping on. You're the unalterable consciousness that's aware of this character. As soon as you lose interest in that character and become totally absorbed in who you are, which is this infinite spacious field of bliss, that clamping will let go. It will disappear. Because it's only able to stay because you are observing it with acceptance, right? When you realize it's not you, and don't reject it, but don't accept it, then it disappears. Because it's just a form within the dream that you took on as a response to other beings in the dream wanting you to be a certain way, and to satisfy them, and to have some power in relationships there, you clamped on to that, right? Or your ego did. And by realizing you're not it, it will dissipate by itself without your having to do anything. Okay, this is what self-liberation is. Your ego will self-liberate from its own clamping nature just by your realizing you're not it and staying in that state of pure presence. And then when you realize it, you are the person, okay? But not the person who was born, right? But you are that one who is always present without desire or fear or limitation. And then your inherent qualities of love and wisdom and power will emerge with spontaneously without an I thought determining it. Okay. You're already liberated.
Thank you.
Okay. That's two liberated sages in a row.
It's a good night.
You're doing well.
Can I ask one more question?
Well, then you'll lose your liberation. Oh. The self has no questions, but okay.
Well, it was when you spoke of dreams right at the beginning of the teaching, and you talked about dream within a dream within a dream, and I started wondering about do the characters in the dreams have, are they like another dimension in which they continue to exist? All the nirguns that appear in my dream and all the other characters that appear in a dream, do they go off and have their own dreams?
And no, as soon as you wake up from them, they're gone. Yeah. As will this one be gone? Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
May it be gone soon and your real self appear.
Haji, thank you.
Okay.
How does it look to not reject and not accept? Because if you do nothing, it looks like you're rejecting. How does it look that...
Why are you worried how it looks? You see, then you're projecting that there's another seeing you as an object.
See, I don't know.
See, caring for how it looks means you're identifying with this body and as a person. A person cannot be in that state of not accepting and not rejecting. Only the Supreme Source is in that state. And to the Supreme Source, there is no other.
So to the Supreme Source, it's like nothing is happening.
Nothing is happening. I mean, if you have a dream where there's all kinds of violence and events of different chaotic nature, and then you wake up and you're in the same bed, didn't you? And you say, well, nothing really happened. I thought something happened, but it didn't, right? Same thing here. Nothing is happening.
That should be our logo, the slogan.
Thank you. Thank you. You say that we're already liberated or just realize it. Mm-hmm. But when does that, how does the realization take place in a way, like, does all this sadhana help? Because you said the sadhana is not...
No, that's a gradual path.
So how does it...
It doesn't take place. It's always already there, and it doesn't happen in time, because time is part of the dream. You awaken from the dream. That's what it means to be unborn, okay? So the one who awakens is not the one who's asking that question. That question is being asked by the character that's being played in the dream. But there's an unchanging awareness of that character, right? Who is not asking any question, who's aware that your character is asking a question and having a doubt and wondering and in some agony, how do I do it, right? Mm-hmm. But the one who's witnessing that is not in any agony and has nothing that needs to be done. It's already, you're already the perfect one because that's all there is. The rest is just a dream. Okay, but you're the dreamer of this dream. So right now you're already liberated. There's nothing to do. And when the mind thinks, oh, but I'm not, that's your character. That's not you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because the real self is always in stillness, silent, and in bliss. That's all that's real. And that's what you are. Okay? And then when you stay in it and establish yourself again as the real self, the character falls away and all of its questions disappear forever. And there's only love and light and joy. And the character acts spontaneously without having to think.
Okay, so how do you establish yourself in that?
You already are it. Okay? Stop asking the question and you're established.
Okay.
It's a state without questions and without doubts, because there's no I thought, and therefore there's no one to ask a question, no one to doubt. That's the character. So if the character ever arises, you realize you're not the character, and then there's no question. And the doubt ends, and whatever other emotions were going on in the character dissipate, and you remain in that unchanging state. And when that has been done a few times, you're established in it. Right? But you're already it, so there's nothing to do. It's a matter of simply not forgetting who you are and falling back into the character. That's all. But you know you're not the character, right? You're this just pure awareness. And you're unborn, unchanging, right? From the beginning of life to now, your consciousness has never changed. That's why you can still act as a little child, because the character of the child is still there, so is the character of the teenager and the adult, and all of those fractal moments of the dream that became elements of how the character evolved are there in the subconscious. But what is underlying all of them is the unchanging, unborn self. That not only is never born, but never dies. The character will die, but the self will not. That's what you are. Okay? And you don't have to do anything to get there. You are it right now. Okay? It just requires being silent. And don't let your character be in despair about not getting it, because your character is designed to not get it. But you are it, okay? So just by disidentifying from the character, you're free. Keep the mind silent, and there's nothing to be done.